Dr. Sabir, getting an office note on patient Lucille Turbin, T-U-R-B-I-N, Lucille, L-U-C-I-L-L-E, date of birth, 7/22/1959, date of service, 2/24/2025, per paragraph. The patient is a 65-year-old African-American female presenting to my office for evaluation of elevated serum creatinine, per paragraph. Past medical history includes the following: 1, hypertension for years, next, Graves' disease, next, asthma, next, hyperlipidemia, next, diabetes mellitus type 2 for years, next, diabetic neuropathy, next, restless leg syndrome, next, obstructive sleep apnea, not using CPAP at home, period. Past surgical history includes left knee surgery times 5 times, complications with infection, and right foot surgery, period. Paragraph, allergy, she's allergic to penicillin, period. Paragraph, social history, patient is divorced, has had a total of 2 kids, no smoking, no alcohol, no drugs, she is a retired jailer at the sheriff's office, period. Family history: father with diabetes mellitus type 2, amputations, ESRD, NMI, grandmother with history of diabetes mellitus type 2, ESRD, mother with hypertension and degenerative joint disease, period. Paragraph, your systems review is positive for headaches, no chest pain, no shortness of breath, no heartburn. She does have nighttime snoring and increased daytime sleepiness. She does complain of left lower quadrant pain for the last 1 month and right lower quadrant pain for several months now. Didn't have any constipation. She does have dark stools related to iron. Nocturia every 2 hours. Incomplete bladder emptying reported. No straining upon urination. She does have left knee pain that is persistent. All other systems that even are negative. Immunization, she received 5 shots of the COVID-19 gene editing therapy. Period. Paragraph, current medications reviewed include amlodipine, aspirin, cetirizine, vitamin D3, cyclobenzaprine, ferrosulfate, folic acid, furosemide, methimazole, montelukast, omega-3, ondansetron, pregabalin, ropinirole, and simvastatin. On physical exam, vital signs as mentioned above, HNTP, presumably active to light and accommodation, injective conjunctiva, non-enteric sclera, no subligomphalangopathy, no keratopathy bilaterally, no jugular vein distension bilaterally, moist oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, no red pupil, paragraph, neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regular rhythm, and rhythm, no muscleness tube, no murmurs heard, no friction of heart, lungs activity, no scaltation, no crackles, no resistance heard, abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no very rebound or rigidity extremities. There is no edema in the lower extremities. Left knee is edematous, however. Period, paragraph. Neuro exam, non-focal. Investigations available to me include the following. BUN25, creatinine 1.72, estimated GFR is 33 milliliter per minute, potassium 4.5, albumin 4.2, normal liver enzymes, TSH 1.62, UA protein negative, paragraph. Hemoglobin 9.7, MCV 85.2. Hemoglobin A1C 5.5. Paragraph. Assessment plan 1, chronic kidney disease stage 3B. Patient has multiple risk factors for chronic kidney disease, including hypertension, diabetes, mellitus type 2. Patient will have a full renal workup, including imaging studies, serologic workup, and quantification of proteinuria. She is to continue current medications until full workup is back. Paragraph, next diagnosis, diabetes mellitus type 2, continue current management, apparently controlled. Next, Graves' disease with hyperthyroidism on methimazole, following with endocrinology. Next, asthma, apparently controlled. Next, hyperlipidemia on simvastatin. Next, diabetic neuropathy on Lyrica. Next, restless leg syndrome. Next, anemia of iron deficiency. Worry check iron store. She may need IV iron. Period. Paragraph. Thank you, Dr. Shah, for allowing me to see your patient in consultation. I will keep you updated on her progress. I'll see you back in 3 weeks to discuss the workup and the report. Thanks. CC Dr. Parul Shah. Parul Shah, SHAH. Fax number 281-499-4789. I'll report. Thanks.